You ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1-2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now.
First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know?
This is good radio.
Oh, my God. Am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, test. 2.
Let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
That is us. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to your Wednesday hump day, April the 8th. We are checking in live. My name is Benny, a.k.a. Chewbacca. That's what I'm looking like these days over here at home. Hi, Greg. Right. Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of that, today's my haircut day. I'm going to buzz my sides again. Give myself a little
buzz. Doing it yourself.
Yeah, well, who else is going to do it?
Just making sure. I've heard stories and seen some where people are still meeting up with their barber somewhere and getting a haircut. And I'm like, no. Like, the barber will come to their house or vice versa.
You know what? A friend of mine, I was texting with the other day. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm getting a haircut. I'm like, how are you getting a haircut? He's like, oh, I just went to my barber's house. I'm like, okay, I'm calling the police now. Please give me the address of where you are, or we're going to track your phone like they do in Dateline.
Yeah, you're the Karen. You're the shelter-in-place Karen over there calling the police. Excuse me.
Oh, please, you're the biggest one. You are, like, looking out your window, seeing people walk by. If you drive somewhere, if you see people talking to each other, you call me, you're furious.
Oh, 100%. Oh, I'm not denying that for sure. Well, you went for a drive yesterday because, you know, I get it. Listen, we get cabin fever. We're getting stir crazy. We got to get out. And we've been saying that. That is okay as long as you're doing it responsibly. And you did. You left for a drive down the coast, but just you, you know, to get some fresh air. But you did say you saw so many people at the beaches, didn't you?
I went to Pacifica. And I went to, you know, there's a Taco Bell beach location that everybody talks about. Mm. So I drove in there because every parking lot is closed. Well, that parking lot was full. Not because people were going to Taco Bell, but because they were breaking the rules and parking so they could go to the beach. There were so many surfers in the water surfing. And I also observed them all look huddled up together. None of them were social distancing. All these surfers.
Not okay, people. But pat yourself on the back if you have been sheltering in place and doing your part because it is helping. It definitely is helping. Thank you so much for being here with us. And thank you again to all of our essential employees getting their day started or maybe wrapping up your day, heading home. We do appreciate you. And let's start it with a little Beyonce, a little Jay-Z, a little Crazy in Love to get this thing started on a Wednesday morning. Big Bay Mornings. We got $1,000 coming your way next. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's play with Peter. Peter's in Fremont, and he's a first-time player. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Peter, wake up. What are you doing?
I just woke up.
I can tell. Come on now. If you want to win this game, we got a wakey-wakey.
I love that.
Are we
your alarm clock, Peter? Do you wake up to the sound of Greg?
Oh, yeah. Every night.
Oh, every night and every day. All right, Peter. Well, Peter, do us a favor. We're going to tell you the rules. I want you to stand up and jump up and down 3 times to make sure you get all these questions right.
Give us 10 jumping jacks.
Okay.
Get this going.
I'll all be right after.
This is what it's like to be in a relationship with me, Peter. I boss my men around.
And then he keeps losing them. All right, here we go. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right within that time, Peter, we're going to give you $1,000, okay?
All right,
here we go, my man. Let's go. Good luck.
Ready, set, go.
Six Flags Discovery Kingdom is in what Bay Area city?
Vallejo.
What does the TV network ABC stand for?
Pass.
What is half of 78 plus 1?
Pass.
Name a team that Mark McGuire played for.
Ace.
Name the actress who founded the Goop Wellness Company.
Pass.
The yen is what country's currency?
Japan.
El Capitan can be found in what national park?
Yosemite.
Topher Grace and Ashton Kutcher starred together on what TV show?
Pass.
Spell hygiene.
H-Y-G-I-N.
Oh, all right, let's give that one to you. You faded away there, just like all my men, apparently.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm actually, with all my extra time, I'm writing a new movie. It's called How to Lose a Man in 10 Seconds. I'm going to be the star of that, of course. Let's go through it. Six Flags, of course, that is in Vallejo. ABC, American Broadcast Company. 70, what is it? Half of 78 plus one is 40. Mark McGwire played for the A's and the Cardinals. It was Gwyneth Paltrow. She is the one who founded Goop Wellness. You know, she has that candle that smells like her vajayjay.
Yes, she does. I got three of them.
Oh, shut up. They were sold out. You didn't get any.
I tried. It was sold out.
The yen, that is Japanese currency. El Capitan, that's in Yosemite. Topher Grace, Ashton Kutcher, that's 70s show. And hygiene, yes, you got it, sure. Why not?
Did he? I didn't quite hear him. I heard H-Y and then just a fade.
Doesn't matter. Let's start out his day. Peter, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great day. Stay safe out there. We'll play again in 1 hour. If you want to try to win that money, you could call us right around 7:10 for the Big Money Minute. Can I point out one thing here on these questions? Since Art's always calling you and I, Greg, boomers, although neither one of us are a boomer. He had Six Flags Marine World is in what Bay Area city? It hasn't been Marine World since 95, bro.
That's what I grew up with it as, and so that's what I wrote down.
They used to have tigers there. They were the original Tiger Kings.
Oh, I rode a tiger there. It was crazy.
You did not ride it. Here he goes. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun one. I can feel it today. Get up. Let's go. Big Bay Mornings. We're coming back. We're going to be commercial free. In your 630 Dirty, we'll talk about how we may have solved our mask shortage. Hundreds of millions of masks are headed our way. Yes. We'll talk about it at 630. Hang on. When
I wake up. Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up. With Benny and Greg.
I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
Paper towels. Who's got the paper towels? I will trade somebody something for some paper towels, please.
I'm down to my last roll. Thank God my father gave me these blue towels, those blue work towels. Otherwise, or rags. Otherwise, I would be in a big mess of trouble. But I didn't even want these things before. But that is a question I wanted to ask, Benny. Have you traded anything with your friends or neighbors during this shelter in place? Something you can't get that they have?
I personally have not, but I have definitely, you know, heard about people doing this. And it's a great idea if you have extra something. Hopefully you're not hoarding. Please don't be a hoarder out there. But yeah, if you have, an extra big thing of sanitizer, yeah, trade that for some goods or maybe food. What did you trade?
Well, yesterday, so I only like a certain type of creamer in my coffee. I don't like any other creamer, and it's the Trader Joe's soy coffee creamer. And I've been out for 2 weeks, and my friend went to her Trader Joe's, found it. She bought two of the creamers, because that's the limit, and I traded her a bottle of wine for that.
Oh!
So yesterday, she got the better end of the deal, but I needed this creamer, because I needed to stop using Bailey's in my coffee every day. So, she...
You are not. I mean, hey, it works well. It's creamy.
Only after hours. So she drove to my house. I left the wine outside. She rang my doorbell. She left the creamer. She grabbed the wine and she ran away.
So, yeah. So if you got the short end, that means you gave her a good bottle. You didn't give her a $2 chuck for the soy. You gave her a nice bottle of wine.
She wasn't going to stand in line at Trader Joe's for 45 minutes for me to give her a crappy bottle of wine. Yes, I had to give up the good stuff, but it was worth it for sure. Erica on here said she needed some carrots and her neighbor needed baby wipes. So she traded baby wipes for carrots.
That's good. Carrots for baby wipes. I love it. It's so random.
Strange.
Oh, gosh. It is just a new way of life right now, isn't it? Well, I was going through Saturday. We had cleaned out our storage room because, of course, you know, you're finding things to do with all the extra time. So we're like, let's just do a deep clean. We needed to do it. I unpacked a box from... a year or two ago when we left our old radio station building, when I just emptied my office into my box. And in there were two unopened boxes of Clorox wipes.
Which, oh, my God.
Like, we were down to maybe, I don't know, I mean, last we were down to the last box or bottle or whatever it is in the canister, and, you know, there wasn't many left. We found two. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a blessing. The things that make you happy. We were, like, screaming and jumping for joy. My wife and I were so happy. So I got Clorox wipes to trade.
So you stole those from the other building. Let's just be clear.
I didn't steal those. I had them. They were mine. And I took them and I left them in my storage room.
Who paid for them? You or CBS?
CBS. But they're no more, so it's okay. All right, 6:30 Dirty is coming up here in about 3 minutes. We have tons and tons and tons of masks coming our way for our medical professionals. It's an amazing thing. We'll talk about what Gavin Newsom has going on next in your 6:30 Dirty on 99.7. Now, a little posty to get us going. Big Bay Mornings on your radio. Happy Hump Day.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines. Entertainment Report.
Hello? Did you hit entertainment or are we playing headlines? I got all kinds of things playing in my headphones right now. Good morning. I'm hoping this is headlines. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California has struck a deal. 200 million N95 masks per month for medical staff and residents. Yes, yes, yes. The deal was made possible by a group of nonprofits working together to get masks produced overseas. And Newsom said he was just tired of companies price gouging and competing against each other. Of course, just trying to make money off of it. And so he took matters into his own hands, and these masks should be arriving in the next couple of weeks.
You know, everybody nationally keeps talking about Governor Cuomo in New York doing such a great job, but Gavin Newsom has been stellar through this entire thing, and I really think he has been the stealth leader of the coronavirus, like, taking this curve down, because we really have been ahead of the game here in California.
We sure have. And a new survey found that in the last couple of weeks, 1 in 5 Americans have donated to causes that are helping other people during the coronavirus pandemic. So thank you to everybody. You know, every dollar counts. I know we're reading about these celebrities donating millions, and that's great. But $5, $10, whatever you may have, please, please donate if you can. A great website to start at is charitynavigator.org. You can find different organizations and ways to donate. And with almost all of San Francisco shut down, people have been spotting some residents who are not sheltering in place. Coyotes roaming the streets. Packs of coyotes are roaming around San Francisco right now. Have you
seen
some of these
pictures? They're looking for food. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. It's crazy. They're just running around the street. They're looking for food, I guess.
They are indeed. And so if you are out walking your dogs, you know, make sure you keep your dogs on the leash, because coyotes are wandering the streets of San Francisco. Those are some of your Wednesday morning headlines.
Sassy Sports.
Well, here's something you could have done if you're so bored, Benny. A Virginia man won the Quarantine Backyard Ultra Marathon. He ran 262 miles in less than 3 days over the weekend. He ran consecutively from Saturday morning until Monday night.
I can't be healthy. That's not good.
You know, people do these ultra marathons anywhere from 50 miles to hundreds of miles. I don't know why. As a marathon runner, I mean, 26.2 is fine. Like, I can't imagine going further than that. But he circled his same block in his same neighborhood again and again for 262 miles. How boring would that be?
If you just went for a run right now, how many miles could you jog and or run without stopping, you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Six, seven, something like that. Because I'm not in training right now.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know if I could do 1 mile. Oh, no, that's real talk. I mean, I should try it.
I did five. I did five on the treadmill on Saturday. So
good.
I could
you.
Do seven if I had to. This event was streamed on YouTube and Facebook. But can you imagine wanting to watch that? The same guys, the same people just running in their backyard or around their block? Seems boring, but I guess we're all bored right now.
Exactly. We've got the time.
And Major League Baseball could start its season next month as the league and players union are trying to devise a plan where where all 30 teams would go to the greater Phoenix area and start their season with no fans and play in different ballparks, either at spring training facilities or at the Arizona Diamondbacks Chase Field. And they would try to start getting games in as soon as mid to late May. All the players, coaching staff, essential personnel, they would be sequestered at local hotels, and they would live in relative isolation. That's crazy. But it's all for that Skrilla, right? They're trying to make that money from TV revenue. Sounds like Hunger Games to me. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
So the new streaming service Quibi is off to a hot start. Over 700,000 downloads already this week.
Wow.
It launched on Monday. And, of course, their whole thing is short programming. So 10 minutes or less each episode of whatever programming they have. They are offering a 90-day free trial. So take advantage of that if you got some time. And Tracy Morgan, we have to bring this back. We played it yesterday, but he's just so ridiculous and funny. He was on the Today Show, and he talked about what he's been up to while quarantining.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So, we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Okay. Well, you are a creative one.
You're a creative one.
How does like this?
You're an insane one.
Yeah. Hoda's like, this isn't the Howard Stern Show. Please get me off.
Oh, I love it. All the coronials. That'll be the next wave of babies coming. All the coronials.